You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Hacking away at the unessential is essential. Martial arts training logistics. As a martial arts instructor, I frequently hear students, usually adolescent male students, say something like, quote, "All it takes to win is to train harder than your opponent," end quote. While I appreciate and support the dedication that this statement declares, it reflects ignorance of the big picture when it comes to training. First of all, you have no control or even influence over how your opponent trains. It's foolish and a bit silly to say anything that compares your training to that of your opponent. The wise approach is to assume that your opponent will train as hard and as smart as is possible, and to attempt to do the same thing yourself. Anything less would be an insult to yourself and your opponent. If you're a serious competitor, you either already are or soon will be competing at a level where everyone trains at maximal intensity. If you're not doing the same, you will soon fall behind your competition. It's my experience that there is usually more room to improve how efficiently you are training than how intensely you are training. If this is indeed the case, the best way to get a training edge on your opponent is to train smarter. One way to train smarter is to properly schedule your training time for maximum efficiency. Bruce Lee was famous for many quotations, one of which is, quote, "True martial arts values the wonder of the ordinary, and the cultivation of martial arts is not daily increase, but daily decrease. Being wise in the martial arts does not mean adding more, but to do away with ornamentation and be simply simple, like a sculptor forming a statue, not by adding but by hacking away the unessential so that the truth will be revealed unobstructed." End quote. This is a somewhat stylized way of saying that it's just as important to eliminate unnecessary techniques and drills from your game and training regimen as it is to add new ones that may turn out to be useful. One reason it's important to do this is the fact that training time, like all time, is limited. You only have so much time to train in a week or in your life. So more efficient use of that time returns big dividends for the serious martial artist. The elimination of techniques and drills which are ineffective or less effective than others should be considered regularly, like spring cleaning. A good thought experiment is to compare this idea to the military field of logistics. Logistics is the mathematics, science, and art of keeping your troops fed, sheltered, clothed, fueled, armed, and supplied with ammunition. To those misguided folks who find war to be romantically fascinating and glorious, logistics is dry and boring to discuss or contemplate. Such folks are also usually doomed to failure in war, a fact which has a just symmetry. A wise old military maxim says, "Amateurs discuss strategy. Professionals discuss logistics." The greatest military geniuses have little chance of success with starving, freezing troops who have no bullets and no gasoline. An example of military logistics goes like this. You are an army officer in a war before automobiles or railroads. You command 100 troops going on campaign into enemy territory, so you need to bring all of your supplies with you. To carry supplies for your troops for 3 months requires 20 wagons, but that's not nearly enough. The horses that pull those wagons need to eat as well. To carry the food for them requires another 8 wagons. What was 20 wagons is now 28, but that's still not enough. Those extra 8 wagons won't pull themselves. More horses are needed. those extra horses will also need to eat. To carry the food for them requires another 3 wagons. But that's still not enough. Those extra 3 wagons won't pull themselves. We need to add more horses yet again, and finally, one last wagon to carry the food for them and the horses that pull that last wagon. Man, did you see how quickly 20 wagons became 32 wagons? This type of phenomenon is called a logistical spiral. Just as success in martial arts is not simply a matter of throwing more intensity at the problem, military success is also not a matter of simply throwing more troops at the problem, since that requires more supplies, and because of logistical spiral, usually way more supplies than you might at first consider. The training martial artist must consider a similar logistical spiral. For each technique you learn and wish to use regularly, you must set aside regular training time to maintain your level of skill with that technique. That time has to come from somewhere. As I said before, we only have so much time to devote to training. Even if you never add another new technique to your repertoire, you still must train extensively to maintain your physical attributes and your current level of skill. If your training schedule is already full and you wish to add a new technique, or worse, a new group of techniques, you have run into a logistical wall. Something's got to give. To make things worse, it takes much more training time to develop new techniques to a usable level than it does to maintain techniques that you already know well. So when you want to add more techniques to your game, you should also consider how you'll make room for them in your training schedule. What drills and techniques can you afford to drop for either a short term or long term? This gives us a different perspective on Bruce Lee's advice to hack away at the unessential. It doesn't necessarily mean to forget the unessential techniques. Rather, it can refer to temporarily letting them settle into the archives of your memory and not spend precious time to maintain your level of skill in them. At least not in the light of your personal goals. Taking all of this into consideration, we may now coin a new aphorism that goes something like this. Amateurs discuss techniques. Professionals discuss training schedules. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about The Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.